I'm very grateful to the Worshipful Society of Apothecaries for giving me this opportunity to indulge in reminiscences of my adventures in search of envenoming and poisoning. This interest was aroused completely unexpectedly while I was living in northern Nigeria in the 1970s, and over the next 50 years, funding by the Wellcome Trust, the European Union and other sponsors, has enabled me to work in many countries in Africa, Southern Asia, Oceania and Latin America, where venomous bites and stings are frequent medical emergencies. My research on envenoming and poisoning was often combined with studies of better-known tropical diseases, such as malaria, rabies and epidemic meningitis. Identifying the precise species of animal responsible for envenoming is sometimes difficult, but it's crucial in making sense of the diverse pathophysiological effects of different venoms and in devising effective treatments. My greatest challenge has been to encourage antivenom manufacturers to improve their barely profitable products and to carry out clinical trials to establish the safety and effectiveness of these essential drugs. But it's been an enormously enjoyable experience, introducing me to delightful and stoical patients and to admirable local medical staff and scientists. I only hope that I can convey my enthusiasm for these most neglected of all neglected tropical diseases.